From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live, so let's get right to it. My guests on today's field trip are husband and wife theater veterans Norman Hall and Shirley Nielsen Hall, who are considered by many to be the first couple of North Bay Theater. They've been married for decades and have marked the years with more stage appearances than I can list. I last talked to them on the air a couple of years ago when they were appearing together in a wonderful production of Cabaret at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. Last year, Shirley appeared in Gypsy at the Raven Theater, and Norman appeared in Camelot at the Spreckles Center. And now they're back with a lovely production of Steel Magnolias for the Novato Theater Company, this time with Shirley in a lead role as Weezer and Norman in the director's chair. It's not the first time that either of the Halls have worked on Steel Magnolias. In fact, this show reunites three actresses who were in the production which Norman Hall first directed 21 years ago. Just a note that at the end of this interview, I'm going to segue into a different direction completely with Norman Hall, so stay tuned for that too. Please welcome to the field trip Norman Hall and Shirley Nielsen Hall. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
First of all, let me congratulate you on a wonderful production. Shirley, you were great. Norman, wonderful direction.
Thank you very much.
Now, for people who don't know this show, Norman, why don't you talk a bit about the setting, the characters, and the plot of Steel Magnolias?
Steel Magnolias is set in a town near Shreveport, Louisiana, in the early 80s. It's basically a play about the interrelationships of six very close friends who frequent Trudy's hair salon. And a major situation comes up. It forms the drama. But the main story is truly just about the relationship among those six wonderful, wonderful women.
Well, surely the issues and emotions that are in this show.
Issues.
Yeah, tell me about those.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a wonderful story about six people who frequent a beauty parlor, and they're all very close friends. And there are lots of emotions in all directions. We have a wonderful cast, and everyone is spectacular in their role, we feel.
It's two acts, two scenes in each act, and a major crisis occurs, and how it evolves and how it's resolved forms the plot line of the play.
But essentially, it's a comedy, isn't it?
Yes, it's a serial comedy. It's very serious, but there's plenty of comedy in it, and some wonderful comic writing by Robert Harling, the playwright.
Well, tell me about the actresses who that you've got together again for this production and the productions that you did in the past, Norman.
That's right. Well, three of them are not repeating their roles. They're doing older roles, obviously. Susan Zielinski, who played the daughter, is now playing the mother. And the woman who played the assistant to the salon owner is now playing the salon owner, and Shirley, who played the salon owner, is now playing the cantankerous character called Weezer, played by Shirley MacLaine in the movie, and she's wonderful, as are all actresses. I handpicked them. It was a very competitive audition situation. Some of the most wonderful actresses in the Bay Area came to audition for me, and it was a very close call on a number of characters. But the six actresses are all professionals, and they're all wonderful in their roles.
Well, I know that you don't direct that much, and when you do, people really want to work with you. But you got a fantastic opportunity to work with these three women again, and incredibly, you moved them all up from younger roles to older roles. It's really fantastic that you were able to do that with them. How do you do that?
a good actress loves the challenge of stretching their talents. And I think the fact that they were doing a different role in the same play made it very attractive to these actresses. Plus the comfort level of working with someone you've worked with before, both as a fellow actor and as a director, there were things that made it a very attractive thing for the actors auditioning and doing the roles. And I think that's one of the things that attracted these wonderful actresses to audition, was those two reasons.
So the rehearsal process went easily this time with these people?
Yes, it did. Rehearsals were very fruitful. I asked everyone to be off book at the first rehearsal. That didn't happen exactly to the letter, but rehearsals really took off very quickly. There was never any lag. Rehearsals really took off very quickly, and
we had a short rehearsal process comparatively. We started right after New Year's, and then we opened on we had our preview on the 14th of February and our opening on the 15th.
And I know that you had some challenges with the theater. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, we did. We're in a very old building on very beautiful grounds at St. Vincent's School for Boys, but the theater was not equipped for lights and sound, which was quite a challenge, but we had wonderful tech people working on those challenges, and they overcame them all, and we're fully running with lights and sound now.
Yeah, we had a very well-designed set by Harry Reid, and it was built by Michael Walraven, who did a wonderful job, and the set decoration fell into place. And it was a tremendous challenge. The sound design by Stephen Dietz was a very big challenge. It's a very important sound plot. There are gunshots and there are explosions and there's radio
barking and
there's dog barking and DJs talking. So in a very primitive area, it came out quite remarkably.
Well, you do have a lovely set, and Stephen Dietz is one of the better sound people in the Bay Area, does lots of shows, and we've worked with him before. He's really wonderful. He did a good job for you, and the costumes are nice. Tell me a bit about the wigs, because these ladies are all wearing wigs, aren't they?
Three out of the six women are wearing wigs, and because of that, it was very important to have good wigs. There's nothing more awful than watching bad wig, it's spotted right away. And one of the ironies of it, a woman with such spectacular hair like Susan Zielinski had to wear a couple of wigs, as a matter of fact, because her hair is washed. There's actual hair styling being done on the stage. Two of the actresses had to learn how to set hair, and one of them had to learn how to give a manicure, and these are all done during the course of the play. So you're seeing a working hair salon while you're watching the drama unfold.
Well, they did a good job of it. They made it look natural, a little like you and Shirley did when you played cards in the gin game a few years ago.
It was very frustrating to have to lose every single hand, especially when some of the hands I had I could have killed her with.
It was very rewarding for me, however.
Well, your actresses did very well. Tell me, Norman, what do you think of this play that's written by a man for six women? There are actually no men in the show at all, are there?
None whatsoever, and that's what makes it so wonderful. I don't want to put down a major Hollywood production, but when they did the movie, they expanded it with a lot of men, and it diluted the whole sense of play being a drama about the friendships and the loves and the relationships between women. But having all women was a wonderful thing, and I think the man who wrote it had a terrific ear. The man was Robert Harling, had a terrific ear for the setting, for the milieu, and for the civilized way women can be when they have such great friendships.
Yeah.
It's the only play that Robert Harling wrote also, and it's a wonderfully written play.
It sure is. Tell me this, Shirley. You know, you play the role of a grumpy a very kind-hearted. Yeah, she's kind-hearted, but a curmudgeon. And the different characters have different takes on life. Do you find that while you're rehearsing a show that people tend to take on those personas? Were you grumpy with people?
No, she was lovely throughout the whole rehearsal period.
No, I don't find that any of us actually took on those qualities of our characters. We were just acting them on the stage.
If Shirley turned into a Daniel Day-Lewis, I would have been very unhappy. But she never became Abraham Lincoln, I'll tell you that.
No. Well, we've got some friends in this show, don't we? Some people that all of us have worked with before. Talk about the other actresses in the show for a sec, Norman.
Well, let's see. Susan Zielinski I've worked with a number of times. She was Eliza when I was Alfie Doolittle. She was the lead in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum when I was in it on the mountain. Karen Clancy... I followed her when she was a 19-year-old young actress. She played Annelle, the assistant. I got to know her quite well, and she became a close friend of ours. The woman who plays Clary, who's the mayor's wife, I'd seen her perform on several occasions and just felt that she would have been perfect for the role. So I had seen her on the stage quite often. The young assistant I had never seen before, but when she came for auditions, she just knocked everyone's socks off. There was no question in my mind that she would be part of the show. And the gal who plays Shelby, who I might say her name is Erin Ash, is one of the most remarkable young actresses around. She's been a child actress. Her mother's an actress. Her grandmother's an actress. She also was an Eliza when I did My Fair Lady in Santa Rosa. She is well worth coming just for her performance alone. So, and then, of course, Shirley, I've been following her around for a number of years.
Norman and I both did My Fair Lady at Santa Rosa JC when Erin Ash was playing Eliza. And I played Mrs. Higgins, and Norman, of course, played Alfie Doolittle, which is his signature role.
Well, this charming production of Steel Magnolias continues through March the 10th at the Novato Theatre Company, whose current home is located at St. Vincent School for Boys in San Rafael. Now, for tickets or more information, you can go to novatotheatrecompany.org. And Norman and Shirley Hall, thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
You're certainly welcome, Mitchell.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I should tell you that the gal who, Annelle, the young assistant, her name is Ashley McKenna, and the gal who plays the mayor's wife is Clary Belcher in the program, but she is actually Laura Davies. Well, all these actresses are terrific.
They sure are. Now, let me switch gears just a minute. If you imagine that Norman Hall is a character only when he's on stage, you'd be very much mistaken, because Norman is the subject of numerous newspaper articles and a recent book, about salesmanship. Well, you might ask, what makes Norman Hall an expert on the subject of salesmanship? Well, for the past 43 years, Norman Hall has pounded the streets of San Francisco as a real-life Willie Loman, a salesman for the Fuller Brush Company, and is today the very last Fuller Brush salesman going door-to-door in the city of San Francisco. I'm going to ask Norman to talk about Fuller Brush, about salesmanship, and to tell us some of his great stories about selling in San Francisco. And all that will be on next week's Field Trip. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org anytime, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you then.